ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum.
Would you agree with me? Earlier in the show, we were talking about Ernie Kovacs when we played the theme from the Nairobi Trio. There is some similarity between that song,
yep,
and this song, right? I don't,
yes,
know what it is, but there is something.
The same vibe.
Yeah.
And Ernie Kovacs did a lot of his own composing. He,
yeah,
came up with the... And he actually was a singer when he was in high school, and mm-hmm, he had a pretty good voice.
Yeah,
I don't doubt that. I really found him to be extremely handsome.
I could see that. He was. He was a good-looking man. Hi, everybody. It's the bonus hour, the Bill and Wendy bonus hour, now including Wendy. Now with more Wendy, as we, yeah, say in the... That sounds wrong.
Yeah, just...
Now
the,
with Wendy. Because the last seven...
It's just a given. I'm here.
Yeah, you're here. Before you left on your trip, on your vacation...
On your wonderful vacation. I had fun at Disney, believe it or not.
I still don't believe it,
really,
but if
fun.
You say so, I will...
I smiled more than three-quarters of the trip.
What is going on with you?
The boys only got in a couple little bicker spats. That,
yeah,
was it. No big fights. Mm-hmm. Everybody was getting along really
was
well.
Was it over which of Cinderella's stepsisters was the less charming?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's weird you'd know these things.
That was always a point of contention with my brother and I. We would duke it out over that every year. You were trying to figure out whether or not a bed and breakfast, Airbnb,
yeah,
was the way to go, and you decided, yes, you were going to, for the first time, experience an Airbnb.
I know that a lot of people use them.
Sure.
And I know VRBO, is another one like that.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, it's vacation rental.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
But I registered with both of them, and I looked around. I knew, it's weird, when you go to Disneyland, I didn't want to stay in Anaheim the whole week, because I wanted the boys to see the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted them to see Venice Beach, which is a hoot and a half.
You've seen that before, right?
I have, but the boys,
yeah,
haven't.
Yeah, Venice Beach is a fun place to go.
It's fun is a weird word to use there. It's just so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. During the day, it's just fun to see. There were a lot of artists set up, and there was one guy who had a sign who just said, if I can make you smile, please make a donation. So as you'd walk by, he'd say things like, oh, this is a picture-perfect family. Look at them. Oh, they're pretty. Like, if you're really trying to make us smile, say something funny or something. It was very bad.
Wow. All right. All right.
Then there were some sculptures of, who was it? Was it SpongeBob with a big joint?
Made of sand?
No, but there was a woman who sculpted this beautiful mermaid out of sand, and it's, you know, this typical sign, take a picture and leave a donation.
Right. A lot of people just looking for some extra cash.
It's weird. The boys wanted to go to Venice Beach, mainly Michael, because that's where the Doors met.
Oh.
And that's where they kind of hooked up and started.
Do they still have, in California, when I was there, there were a bunch of beaches where they had gyms on the beach where there was a bunch of workout equipment, like a health club.
Yeah.
That's at Venice Beach.
Yeah, we didn't go to that part. I don't want to look at, you know, muscle heads just
no
working
one wants
out.
That. Yeah.
I wanted to shop.
Right.
And
right.
I didn't buy anything for myself. I didn't find anything.
Nothing.
Anything I saw, I'm like, oh, I could get there.
Yeah, I guess.
I could get it at home, rather.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Santa Monica. I wanted the boys to see where Route 66 ends.
Yes.
Because, you know, I grew up in Brookfield right near Ogden Avenue. Ogden's near where we live now. I wanted them to see where Route 66 ends. So,
Santa Monica's a fun place to go.
It was fun. It's just, you know, Dylan just wanted to go to Disney. So I'm like, okay, that's going to be the end of our trip, because
you designed it that way on purpose, right?
Yeah, because
we'll save the best for last.
Yes,
for him. Yeah.
Because he wanted it that way too. But I thought if we do Disney right away, we're going to have like a mopey kid for the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
So you need to dangle that carrot,
right?
So we stayed at Marina Del Rey, and I looked into Airbnbs, and I found a place that was pretty reasonable: 2-bedroom apartment,
mm-hmm,
2 bathrooms. I thought, that's perfect. There were two beds in one room for the boys, one bed in our room. And it was nice. It was super nice.
Yeah.
The pictures were pretty accurate. I have to leave a review, so I'm thinking about how I want to phrase it.
Do you have to? Is that part of the rule? You just want to?
No, but I used the reviews of other people before I went.
Oh.
Like, you know, bring your own shampoo. But there was shampoo. There was...
Wouldn't you want to bring your own? You don't want to use somebody else's shampoo, do you?
Well, in a hotel, you use their shampoo. I bring my own anyway.
But in a hotel, you know you're going to get that 1 ounce bottle that has probably not been used by anybody. But if you're in a guy's house, there's a good chance a bunch of people have used their shampoo, right?
Yeah, but this is set up. It's not somebody's house. This is set up that, you know, like a hotel.
Is it? Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, there was...
The person who owns it never uses it as their house. It's a constant turnover.
I don't really know what every... I mean, some... I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I still don't know how it works. And
in the past, you've stayed with OJ and his family. You didn't do that this time around. I always tell you, you got to be careful around him, but you trust him. So.
No, is Brentwood where he...
Brentwood, yeah.
Because we were driving around and we were pointing out like various things that happened in these areas.
Yeah. That's the thing about California. It's like New York. Wherever you are, you go, oh, that was that happened here, wherever you go.
Yeah, and so I looked around, found this seemed very reasonable. The pictures looked good. I just, let's pull the trigger. And it was nice. It was a major, unbelievably big apartment complex. Mm-hmm. And it was like its own little village.
Mm-hmm.
And we were met by someone, not the owner of the apartment, but an assistant. And we got the key and not a lot of explanation going on. So there are probably six or eight units that all look the same.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay that much attention. So it was tough getting back to the one we were supposed to stay in.
They're not numbered?
It's kind of confusing. It's like, here's a parking, underground parking for this building. Boy, that looks like the other building.
Sure.
We figured it out after just, I mean, one time we turned in the wrong one. Big deal. No big deal. But something that I didn't know.
Did you leave a trail of small pretzels or something so you would be able to retrace your steps?
I was going
like
to
Hansel
do that.
Like Hansel and Gretel did?
I felt like we were going to have to do that. I really did. It was just a little confusing. And this particular Airbnb, and I don't want to get anyone in trouble. I just know that I went on the website and booked it and talked to the host and everything was cool. And our first day, there were two pools in this particular complex.
Uh-huh.
One of them had a hot tub.
Oh,
I was walking by an older gentleman who was walking his dogs. You would have hated it here because everybody had a dog.
I'm out.
Everybody had a dog.
No,
and you know
that.
Me, I missed my Kona, so I was like, oh, hi, can I pet your dog? And then I'm like, how are you? Hey, any idea where the hot tub is? And
this is to the older gentleman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I said it to the dog.
To the dog? The dogs. I always forget dogs can talk in California. Thank you for reminding me. I always forget that.
So the elderly gentleman, I said, oh, cute dog, how's it going? Listen,
there's an old codger.
Do you know where the hot tub is? And he goes, yeah, and you would too if you lived here.
Oh.
And I didn't know what to say. And I was being all friendly and everything was good.
You should have said, I'm forgetful.
And I just said, oh, well, we're visiting.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like he wanted more of an explanation. So, I know, Jim is so mad at me because Jim was like, why do you talk to people?
Couldn't you have just said, we're staying
visiting someone.
With the Johnsons.
But I didn't think it was any private thing. So I said, you know, we're here with an Airbnb. And he lost his mind.
Oh, I bet.
He was like,
some places won't allow
what? Are the person who's renting you this is going to be evicted.
Oh.
And here's me. I expected him to go, what's this person's name?
Yeah.
And I just kind of looked at him in disbelief like, I just wanted to know where the hot... I'm not hurting no one.
But you know he's going to bring this up at the next condo association meeting. He's going to say somebody in this building is renting out for Airbnb.
I'd bet you a lot of people in this building are renting out. Because in the hot tub, which by the way, after being kind of a crotchety old man,
yeah,
he kind of
gave
looked...
good back rubs. Is that what you're going to say?
No. He kind of looked down at the ground and he goes, the hot tub is that way.
Oh.
So, like, he actually helped me.
Yeah, he did.
Because it's not my fault.
It's not your fault, but I think there's a chance that this guy could get evicted now, the guy who rented it out.
Listen, if
I... Because they sometimes have very strict rules that you can't sublet in any way.
We met a lot of people who were Airbnb-ing at this particular location. Yeah.
So how is this... How's the older gentleman not aware of this?
I don't know. I just think he wanted to be mean to me. And you don't... You know.
Yeah.
I looked for him the rest of the trip to try and win him over. I couldn't find him.
Did you bring him a balloon or something? Here, elderly gentleman, enjoy the balloon.
And a milk bone for his dog.
Right, for your talking dog.
So,
thank you, Wendy.
John, I don't know how like this Airbnb works. It was my first time. It was a great experience, but this man shamed me into not really enjoying the hot tub as much as I should have. Is it a problem? Like, you're not supposed to Airbnb like in an apartment complex?
Well, as an Airbnb host in Lake Geneva,
oh, I may need your number because now I'm an Airbnb. Oh. Are you a super host?
You know what? I am not a super host. I almost made super host in July, but then I had to cancel out because of some work that had to be done to the cottage.
Oh, so, explain to Bill what a super host is.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay, so if you can rent your Airbnb out so many times, let's say I think 10 maybe in a row.
Yeah.
And then... you have no cancellations on your end as a host.
Yeah.
And then you get 5-star reviews, they'll qualify you as a super host. But honestly, I don't see any benefit from super host and just fantastic host like we are, because if you look at our reviews, we have, I think, 30 or 40 that are all 5-star.
Well, that's awesome.
Because we have such an awesome place there.
Congratulations.
But it's kind of fun because they do tell you when you start signing up as a host, you know, check your condo. We don't have a condo. Ours is a cottage, so it's a standalone house. But they say, you know, check your association rules. And even us, we were going to sell the place. Then we decided to turn it into Airbnb. But we just listed it, and we were doing well for about a month. And then we got a letter from the county of Walworth in Wisconsin, cease and desist because we didn't have a rooming house license from the state and the county. And I think what happens is that other people in the neighborhood,
they complain,
recognize the house. And it's not that the people are complaining. I think it's the other hosts are trying to eliminate the competition.
Oh, so, well, that doesn't seem right to me.
You need a talking dog like the guy in California.
We have a lot of, excuse me?
You need a talking dog like this old guy in California had. Once you have a talking dog, people look the other way on all the rules.
I want to tell you what, though. We just did this as a lark, and my wife and I are having so much fun having this Airbnb. It's booked every weekend. We have a great time with it, and it's just satisfying to hear this, read the reviews online, and know that we're making, you know, someone's vacation plans work out well.
And, I mean, it really benefits a traveler because typically you can spend a little less than you would getting a hotel.
Right.
You have more freedom. I would definitely do it again. I just, I felt guilty.
And why it's did not, you feel guilty?
Because we weren't wanted. The guy made me feel...
You didn't know that was coming, though.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, we ran into a bunch of people in this huge apartment complex that were also Airbnb-ing it.
Yeah, right.
So that's something, I don't know, shouldn't Airbnb police that? Or you're supposed to do that on your own?
I think you're supposed to. John, aren't you supposed to do that on your own?
I would think that you should be aware of your condo association laws or rules or bylaws or whatever.
John, has anyone...
You know, you're talking about walking the dog, and when do you... You didn't travel your dog. One of the advantages, and everybody that books our place books it because it sits on a kind of a wooded lot, and there's a big dog run back there. And it's such an accommodating place for anybody who has dogs because of the size of the yard and the size of the lot behind. You know, if you went to a hotel, you may not even be able to bring your dog into the hotel. And if you do, there's no place to walk, and the issues with the dogs become problematic. But with us, it's, you know, dogs are really welcome.
Something to be said, though, with a hotel, you can get room service. I kind of miss that.
Mint on the pillow.
A bar connected to it, you know.
Some hotels have free HBO. I've seen it on the attraction board. Free HBO, Wendy.
Can I give people
vibrating bed?
Yes.
That's not free.
A quarter for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I have a public service announcement that I would like to share with people.
And, what is
and
it?
Actually, John, maybe you can help me with this. When when we were at our Airbnb place, the TV was kind of limited access, so you could sign into, if you had like Sling TV, you could sign into your account, Amazon Prime, Netflix. So we signed in, and then we kind of forgot to sign out when we left. So the next person who's going to come and put in Netflix, we're still going to be logged in. So we changed all our passwords. And I would just like to remind people before they check out, log back in and log out. If not, you can change your password, and that will ultimately log you out. But have you ever had an issue with that, John, where somebody like stays signed into a Netflix or something?
I honestly don't know. In fact, I just checked our Spectrum account yesterday when the bill came, and it doesn't seem to be different. That's something I hadn't considered, really.
We
have full cable, and you know, there at the cottage, so I don't know what people are doing, honestly, when they check in there.
All right, John, we'll all search on Lake Geneva, and I bet it's beautiful out there.
Look for Dakota's Lake Como Cottage.
Hold on, say that again.
If I can pick it up, plug in for myself. It's called Dakota's Lake Como Cottage.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I expect a discount for this.
If you become one of our guests, I will give you special, all special considerations as be a super guest.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I am a super guest, John. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Bring that dog.
Thanks.
Bring the dog and your kids.
Yeah.
How about just the dog?
Okay, bye.
Thank
bye,
you,
John.
So much. So Airbnb is definitely a way to go. Kim Gordon has joined us. Have you ever done that?
We have.
It's a nice way to get like.
Did you have a great time and a good experience?
Yes, it was really good, except it was a big apartment complex, and I ran into a guy who seemed very annoyed that I offer way too much information.
He didn't think anyone in the complex should be renting out their unit for Airbnb.
Yeah, when he found that out, he's like, you know, that owner is going to be evicted, and he kind of took it out on me, and it's like,
I'm just the renter, don't.
Yeah, I know.
Mm hmm.
Well, I don't know. It's definitely a great way to do it. You need to have a car because you have to buy your own essentials.
Sure.
But it was, I definitely would do it again.
You would?
Yeah.
Without any, no holding back. Everything about it was good.
I think I would look for more of a single family house because then you don't have to worry about it as much. But I started getting, like if you got a single family house with a pool, I thought, am I going to have to put like the chemicals in there? Am I going to have to do all that stuff?
No, they sent a guy over. There's a pool guy who comes over.
You know, we've done it
that.
Several times because now our family's getting so big. We have grandkids and, you know, kids with girlfriends and all that kind of stuff. And so it's nice, though, when everybody is in one big house versus all these different separate hotel rooms that you're getting because you just have more time to hang out. And there's a place for everybody to hang, and it just makes more sense.
And, I mean, think about it. If you're spending $1,000 a night, that seems ridiculously high. But what if you have 15 people?
Right.
You
That's the thing.
Right.
Then it's like
then it
it's way cheaper than a hotel for all those
people. And you don't always want to go out for every meal.
Yeah.
You know? And then you can at least have breakfast and then go out and have a fun lunch and dinner and just grab something on the go, you know?
Another benefit of this trip, Dylan, my youngest, 16, loves In-N-Out Burger. And last year when we went, it was like every day.
Yeah.
We only went three times this time.
Only three times in 7 days?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot.
It's fine. It isn't. Bill, we went like sometimes, we went for sure seven times, if not 10.
Oh my God, did you
last
really?
Year. Dylan just
does that lunch and dinner or just
lunch?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you know, and the In-N-Out wasn't exactly right next to us, but this trip, we only went three times.
You should see
it.
Did
you have Dole Whip at Disneyland though?
You know what? That's the one thing I forgot to get.
You didn't get that?
I forgot to get it. I was there for 11 hours straight, Kim, and I smiled the whole time until maybe the last 10 minutes because I was really tired. Went on over a dozen rides, but by the time I thought of Dole Whip, it's like, I just want to get out of here.
Yeah. We thought maybe you were banned for life from Disneyland. Did you hear about that story of the Chicago woman?
Yeah.
We thought might have been you.
This was the Tower of Terror?
Yeah.
Yes.
But we knew you weren't getting on that.
That's
so
the one way we knew you were not involved in the story. Wendy, I'm in the In-N-Out Burger website right now, and three of them in California also have an Airbnb service. So next time you're there,
there
you can stay at In-N-Out Burger, and your problems are solved.
It's fine. It's I'm sorry. I don't know. The best part of the In-N-Out Burger for me is the hat. I got myself a hat.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
nice.
It.
Well, you need to post that on the website if you take a picture with
yep.
it.
I didn't take many pictures. I honestly think that's why I enjoyed our trip so much as well.
No, I
tried
photo
to
moments?
Experience it. I took a couple family photos, but for the most part, I was just there to.
That's great.
Exactly. I'm a changed person.
You really are.
That's
very
surprising. California will do to you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. I believe Jerry Nunn is on.
He was
today.
In California too.
He was?
Yes. We
Jerry
were in
Nunn
different
from
places
Run on the Run?
Together.
Wow.
Yes.
That's excellent. All right, we'll get his stories next. First the news and then Jerry Nunn. Nunn on the Run. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Nunn. On the Run. Nunn.
I forgot what a musical genius you are.
Nunn.
You're our Quincy Jones.
Wendy, this broke Nunn. iTunes. When this was recorded, iTunes was very much part of the culture, but this became so big, they shut it all down. Jerry Nunn is here. You know him from our segment, Nunn on the Run, where he tells us what's going on in Chicago. Hi, yeah. Jerry.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You were in California concurrently with Wendy, but you guys didn't pal around together at all, huh?
No, we didn't. My schedule was packed. I don't know about you, but I just did not stop going.
I was looking on his Facebook statuses, or stati, if that's what you call it. Mm-hmm. You were all over the place.
Yeah, I was trying to cover Outfest. The LGBT film festival.
Oh, yeah.
So I did the craziest red carpet I've ever done in my life.
Who did you meet on the red carpet at Outfest?
I met like this, the one that did Jan on Saturday Night Live, when she was always like, Jan. Like
Melanie Hutzel.
Yes.
Yes.
She was there. Yeah. So I got to meet her. She's a southerner like me, so we talked about Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And lived here for quite a bit.
Yeah. She was great. The guy from Nightmare on Elm Street came. Robert Englund came to a later one, so I got to meet Freddy Krueger.
Oh, that's cool.
Those fans are crazy.
Yeah.
That was on a different red carpet.
Yeah.
Chris Evans.
Red from Blood.
Yes. And Chris Evans' brother, Scott Evans, is in a film, and he looks good looking like Chris Evans.
Yeah. Is this his younger brother?
It's his younger brother. Yeah.
It's Chris Evans.
Chris Evans is Captain America. And he's the one that always stands up for gay rights, but it's because his brother is gay. So we talked about that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And Kathy Griffin, I guess, was there last night. Kristen Chenoweth was coming.
What kind of mood was Kathy Griffin in?
She looked happy with my friend that was with her last
night. Did you just see there was a big story on the internet the other day that she at some point had amassed $75 million and now they're saying she just out and out can't get a job, that nobody will hire her, and she's very upset.
Has she lost all her money?
Hasn't lost all of her money.
I mean, that's hard to lose. Still has. But
she's very despondent that at one time she was booked 2 years in advance, and now she just can't get a job. It's horrible.
Is it over the Trump thing?
Yeah, holding
the severed head.
All
that
of
was
her
just
friends abandoned
choice.
Her. Including Anderson Cooper, who I love, but Anderson Cooper abandoned her, and other celebrity friends of hers all just said, "Now we can't associate with you anymore."
There has to be more to the story, I feel like.
Well, it was kind of a stupid thing for her to do, and it wasn't funny.
No, right. But if you have friends, and maybe it seems like maybe they would come back after. It's been a while.
You would hope,
you know.
Right?
So something else, I feel like is there's.
Jerry,
more
you
to
wouldn't
it.
Do that to us if one of us took a crazy picture. You wouldn't abandon us.
No, and I haven't abandoned Kathy either.
Okay,
I mean,
thank
I was with
you
her
for
right
that.
Before that happened.
All right.
So
thank you.
So we have great stuff to talk about in August.
Is it going to be a big month in Chicago, August?
God, August is right around
the
corner.
It makes me sick.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
So we've got Lollapalooza coming next week.
Yeah.
So I guess, have you seen them already building the stages and everything?
Columbus
is
closed.
Closed down, yeah.
Yeah, so it's already getting crazy down there. So that's the 1st of the 4th.
Is your band going to be there this year?
I've switched bands, Wendy.
What band are you in now?
I was in a band called Not Quite As Good As Ezra, and now I'm in a band called Somali Ringwald. And we will be playing just outside of Lollapalooza. In Lollapalooza.
Like 80s tunes, maybe?
We do a lot of Dixieland.
Oh, okay.
You surprised even yourself with that answer, didn't you?
He was talking about Dixieland yesterday.
Yeah,
because
I like
he
the Dixieland.
He tried to make a band a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, he tried to have an opening theme when he thought he was going to be the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, I was in a...
Weren't you in the Dixie Chicks for a while?
For 1 week. I was in the Dixie Chicks. And
did you
like,
abandon them when they set stuff about?
No.
When they said, made the George Bush comment.
I stuck by them, but they abandoned me because I'm not a chick. And they're like, it says on the band name Dixie Chicks.
Well, not technically.
So, well, thank you, Wendy. Nice of you.
All right.
All right. Well, Lollapalooza is going to be, I think it's going to be great. I'm already lining up.
What's the lineup look like? Who are the big names?
Well, Ariana Grande.
She's all right.
The big one. You know, just at Coachella.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino.
I love him. Yeah.
21 Pilots.
Well, I like most of them.
Don't even know.
18 of the 21 Pilots I enjoy very much. There's three of the Pilots I don't get at all.
And the Strokes.
Oh, yeah. Strokes. Classic.
That's going to be iconic to see them.
Yeah.
The groups I want to see is AJR. I love AJR. Do you know these guys?
Who is the AJR?
Really young guys. They're three brothers. And their initials are AJ and R.
Oh.
That's their first initial. Oh. But they have some really...
Are they the new Jonas Brothers?
They might be giants. They're really quirky.
Oh, then I would like that.
They're really quirky. They have a song about, like, don't take away my Legos, and they have, like, really fun, you know.
Might be just for you.
I'll go see them.
I think you would like them.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah. I'll get you some
AJR.
Of their music. AJR. They're really good live. I saw them at Mambi on the Beach before. Right. Have you heard of Francis and the Lights?
No.
See, that's what you guys have to discover, some of these new people.
No, you're right.
Because he sounds like Peter Gabriel. And if you like Peter Gabriel, you will like, you know, Francis and the Lights.
Interesting. So would he be upset if you said that? If you said, you know who you sound like, Peter Gabriel, would that upset him? Because a lot of guys are like, I want to be my own sound.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's...
I'll ask him whenever
All
I
right.
talk to him.
All right. Don't tell him I asked.
Okay.
I'll take the blame.
I'll take the hit. You know, Casey Musgraves is a rare country person to be there.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be really great.
What day is she performing? Do we know?
That's a good question. She's not doing press, so I'm kind of like,
Jerry, don't they usually have one or two country acts there or not?
It's very rare.
Yeah, not Lala.
Yeah, no?
For some reason. She's kind of a crossover. She's not pure country. Crossover.
Right. She's doing an after show at the Metro.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
What happens at those after shows?
They start very late.
It's like their bonus hour.
They start at like 11 o'clock at night.
And then there's a performance?
Yes, and it can be, I mean, like Jack White did one, like, they're the thing to get into.
Yeah.
A big thing. But they start so late. People are so exhausted from all day.
But it's like their bonus hour. Sometimes Kim will even come and do the news midway through the show.
Wouldn't that be hysterical?
That'd be fun.
If I could do it for Casey Musgraves, I would do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So so that's going to be great.
Sounds like a good lineup. Is there a band that nobody's ever heard of that somehow you, Jerry, know that they're going to be big and they're performing at Lollapalooza? You have like some insider information?
That's a good one.
Tough.
I'm just trying to set up some people. Young Gravy.
Oh, I don't know of
Young Gravy. I'm interviewing Young Gravy. That's already set.
Tell us about Young Gravy. What are they doing?
He's a rapper.
Oh, it's a one guy?
Young, yeah. It's Y-U-N-G, Gravy.
Oh.
So you never know. I mean, you never know. I just thought you'd get a kick out of
that.
That's a great name.
Yeah. He did a show at the Metro, and it was big.
I bet he's popular around Thanksgiving time.
Possibly. Giblets and Gravy?
Yeah, they're working together.
Yeah. So I think that's what it's about, is discovering new artists and things like that.
Sure.
So it's a good time to be down in the park.
It's fun to go because there's no overcrowding and nobody's sweaty.
Right.
That's the best thing about Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
You know, I worry about these young kids that go, seriously, because it's just all day and it's usually so hot.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of emergency room visits.
That's the most emergency room visits they have.
I'm sure doctors at Northwestern are probably just hate this weekend.
I bet.
It's a lot for them.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So we have some other music festivals coming. Market Days in Boys Town, of course, is a big one. Big numbers there. So
at Market Days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like 750,000 one year.
Did they really do that many?
Yeah, because people come from all over. And it's just the biggest, I think it's the biggest street festival we have.
Wow. Impressive.
So
who will be there? Any big names?
Sheila E. is going to be there.
Sheila Escovedo, Wendy.
Yes. Are you into her?
I think she's awesome.
Yeah.
She's good.
She's never stopped performing. She plays those drums like nobody's business.
Glamorous Life was at her hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a great drummer.
You and I interviewed her once. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
She was great.
She's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a big friend and loved Prince. Yeah.
Mm. So Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're into him. But that's August 10th and 11th in Boys Town.
That's Market Days.
Market Days.
I want to check that out one year.
Mm. Yeah. Can I mention something?
Yes, Jasmine.
Our cheer team will be there. Chicago Spirit Brigade.
Mm, I had a feeling.
Jasmine's going to work there.
You're going to be at the market?
Yeah, Market Days.
Okay.
Jasmine and Sheila Eve, one low ticket price.
Yes.
Shameless plug.
I think it's a $10 donation. What a bargain.
Right.
And then...
they always said they'd never work together, Jerry, and here they are working together again. Good
there
for you,
go.
Jasmine.
Yeah. And Jazz will be taking some donations herself.
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
North Coast Music Festival.
What's that?
It's it's kind of like towards the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Riot Fest is actually the last one. But North Coast is, they do a lot of, this year they're doing a lot of EDM acts, like the music, dance music stuff. So like Bass Nectar, Major Lazer. I don't know if you're into Major Lazer is really good.
You like Major Lazer, Wendy?
I feel like you're speaking a foreign language every time you come up.
Major Lazer is what I do to my skin.
I'm trying to think what he dated Katy Perry, the lead singer's really, I mean, the lead DJ is very good looking.
Yeah.
So that's at it's at a new location though. It's kind of noteworthy, Huntington Bank Pavilion, August 30th and 31st.
Are you into EDM, electronic dance music, if you don't dance?
Yeah, can you just sit back and watch it and not dance?
It can get a little tiresome, but I cover those things.
Yeah.
So I there's some Broadway stuff coming up. Bernadette Peters, I talked to this
Love
week.
Bernadette Peters.
One night, right?
One night only.
Yeah. August 17th Peters. In Aurora at the Paramount.
She used to be married to Major Lazer. Did you know that?
I thought they just dated.
No, they were married. When he
so was it was
in
a treat.
Service.
I've never talked to her. Have you guys talked to her before?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time, and I thought she was going to be like a diva, like Patti LuPone. I mean, this woman's been
in
Broadway
everything.
Forever.
Yeah,
and she was not. She was like a hard worker. Like she prepares for everything.
Really?
I asked her like a demand for the green room, and she said hot water for her tea.
Oh, wow!
I mean, that's not scandalous.
She went crazy on you.
Yeah.
You know, I was mad at her for a long time, Bernadette Peters. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she was on a special 2 or 3 episode arc of All in the Family, and she had an affair with Mike Stivic when he and Gloria were very happily married. But there was a 3-episode arc where he had an affair with Bernadette Peters, and she was so good that I was mad at her for a while.
Oh.
Do you know TV and real life are 2 different
I'm
things?
I'm learning that now, but at the time, I did not know that at
and
the
am
time.
I confusing her with Madeleine Kahn with It's Two, It's
yes.
Two? But didn't Bernadette Peters also have some kind of a sweet
spoke
little
yeah, she
Betty
had that,
Boopy kind of way, too?
No question about it.
Yeah, she has an accent. Yeah.
Wait, but she was in The Jerk, right?
She was.
Bernadette Peters was, at
we
the time,
about it.
Romantically involved with Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Naven Johnson.
Yeah. So I'm excited about seeing her.
That was his name in The Jerk.
Oh.
You are full of trivia.
That's the only reason Major Lazer hangs out with you.
You're never going to forget Major Lazer. He should be paying you.
I know.
I went to this Teatro Zenzany thing. Have you heard about that?
What is that, Jerry?
Was it cool?
So it's Love, Chaos, and Dinner. It's a 4-course meal and an acrobat show. It's right down the street here at...
you don't have to do the acrobatic stuff, do you?
You get to watch it.
Oh, well, okay. They like you to be interactive. Like, they do pull people up out of the audience.
Oh, do you like when they do that? I don't like that.
I thought this show did well with the improv, dealing with the audience. And
Yeah,
I thought they were very funny with it.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's kind of Vegas. It reminded me a lot of Vegas because it's kind of almost like a Cirque show.
Yeah.
And the food is by Goddess and the Grocer.
Oh,
great.
So because Stephanie Izzard? Is that her name?
No, this is...
She's the goat.
Oh.
And it's Izzard.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Eh.
I'm wrong. I know.
She does have curly black hair.
I'm wrong 3 times in one sentence.
They both are women owners with curly black hair. Maybe that counts.
Rich Melman, I meant.
Oh. this is Wednesday through Sunday, and they're even doing a brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Cocktails start at 6. It's a 2.5-hour show, so just be ready.
Jerry, I just got a text from Major Lazer. He said he and I are no longer friends.
What?
I don't know why. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I said Stephanie Izzard wrong.
Yeah. Move over to Young Gravy. Stephanie Izzard likes Young Gravy.
I'm going to.
Maybe I'll bring Young Gravy into the studio.
Kim Goodwood.
So this is the 14th floor at the Cambria Hotel on 32 West Randolph Street. It's next to the Niederlander theater next door to that. And it's going through September 29th. And tickets are at zenzany.com.
So is it truly outdoor with the tent? Or
no, it's an indoor Belgian mirrored tent.
Nice.
Like circus. There's a band. Food. The food was really good. I was impressed with her menu.
Speaking of circus tents, which I rarely start a sentence with, but did you see that thing that was in Orland Park 2 weeks ago where it was like some macabre circus set up in Orland Park and they wouldn't let kids in? There was a big deal because all these kids came. They wanted to see this and they're like, oh, no. This is adults only.
I saw it.
Did you see it, Jazz?
Yeah, it's
you
like
didn't a, see the show, though, did you?
It was like a devil themed show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where was this?
In Orland Park.
The golf capital of the world.
Seems odd that the devil would play golf.
Well, it's relaxing. It's a very relaxing sport.
Really? The nun meets the devil. I should have been out there.
Yeah.
Classic battle.
Next year.
All right.
Speaking of suburbs.
Yes.
The Wizard World's coming back.
To Rosemont.
You know, we love a good Wizard World.
I like Wizard World.
Mm-hmm. That's August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I'm going to meet Jason Momoa. I'm going to be tackling Aquaman.
You will never be back. You're going to just tackle. You're going to stay glued to him.
Take back. Yeah,
Lisa Bonet hit you with her handbag.
No
made
one's
going to
know who's who, Jerry.
Do I look like Jason?
You look a lot like Jason Momoa.
I'm so built. You know. I mean, I'm just.
You'll confuse
muscle.
Him when he sees you.
I know.
How can this be? I'm looking at myself.
His brother or something. So he's going to be there. You know, Henry Winkler is going to be there. The Fonz.
Yes.
George Wendt's going to be there.
Norm.
He's a really nice guy. You guys have talked to him.
Yeah.
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 He's a good guy.
He was almost Aquaman. They gave it to Momoa at the last minute, but it was going to be George Wendt.
Sure. Okay. So
wouldn't that have been a great movie?
No.
No?
It would have been funny.
Yeah, I know.
We got some Ravinia shows coming up.
Ravinia's rocking it, man.
Yeah. They got some good acts.
Who's
that I
left?
Think you'll like. Ringo Starr and the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
August 3rd and 4th.
Don't need to go now. Thanks for ruining it.
And then we got Sarah McLachlan's going to be there. And Sting is going to be there.
Wendy, you winced at Sarah McLachlan. She's got the voice of an angel.
I winced at you going,
Sarah McLachlan. I think she's got a beautiful voice.
She does.
She I heard her there once before.
Did
she
you?
Was great.
She
yeah,
did a nice
very
job.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, I saw her at the women's festival? Lilith Fair.
Oh, yeah,
that's
she was there.
I saw her, yeah. So those will be, tickets are at ravinia.org if people want to look at the schedule and see who's all coming. But
will they do an in memoriam segment so that she can sing a beautiful, poignant song?
I know, or have some animals on stage.
Yeah, yes. Poor puppies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so let's see what else we got.
Put me down for two tickets for that one, Jerry.
Okay.
I'll get you
on the list.
All right.
Six Flags. Did you guys see the new ride at Six Flags that I was doing the
roller coaster?
Jeff Hoover and Marcus Leshock go on it together.
A bunch of us went up there.
Yeah, I saw your video, too.
How scary is it?
It was... You know, I wasn't as scared as I thought I would be.
No?
Because it's not got the big steep hill that you get nervous about when you're going up to the top and then the big drop.
Yeah.
It just blasts you.
Starts from 0 to 75.
Wow.
78 miles
an hour.
But
you turn upside down, right?
Because
I
feel
like I can't. Yeah.
You don't want to go upside down?
I just can't.
It's over so fast. It's called Max Steel.
It's a real quick ride, right? It's less than a minute long, right?
Very quick. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
It could still give you a heart attack.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was fast. At 5 in the morning, too. We were there at 5 in the morning.
Jeez, that's a wake up.
It was. It was better than
how many
coffee.
Times do you go upside down?
Oh, I thought it was at least 3. Maybe it was 6.
I don't need to go upside down anymore. I've been upside down.
It's so fast. I like you, don't even, you can't even count it so fast. It's really, really crazy.
As you get older, you fall a lot. You'll be upside down. So you try and stay upright as best as possible.
Right.
Yeah. We got George Lopez coming August 23rd to the Chicago Theater.
Oh.
That'll be a good show.
He's always really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
So I bet you guys could get him in here.
You want to do that, Wendy? You want to talk to George Lopez?
He's always a good interview.
Yeah.
Really, really nice guy.
Didn't he take a kidney, though, from his wife and then divorce her like the next day or
something? That's what we could open with.
Oh, we'll ask him the
bring
box.
That up.
There you go.
Where'd you get that kidney, George? Oh, long story. I don't
he's pretty funny.
Right
I mean,
he's very
I'm
funny.
Not saying that
but
he's
I think
a great
once
guy.
Somebody gives you a kidney, you should be nice to them. That's
sure.
always been
at least
my...
for a week.
For at least a week.
Yeah, but if it's not working out, you know, it's like you stay together because of the kids. You can't stay together because of the kidney.
Right.
You should needlepoint that on a pillow. Stay together for the kids, not the kidneys.
That's good. That's catchy.
See, Bill takes it to that one extra step. That's
or a
why
bumper
we're
sticker.
A great little combo.
Yes.
That's a bumper those sticker if I've
sell.
Ever seen one.
I'm going to sell those out in front of the Chicago Theater when he's performing.
And you're debuting a new, what is it, a new column?
Yeah, a new segment where I can separate.
Ooh. What's it called?
It's called the Flying Nun.
Jerry, that's weird because your last name is Nun.
Yeah.
That worked out nicely.
Where can we read this? What is it about?
It is on nunontherun.com, and I'm just starting it off. I'm going to have all my travel articles kind of in one area,
So
I don't get buried with everything else.
Wendy is playing the theme from The Flying Nun, and I could tell you what's happening on the screen. I'm not watching it, but this is where Sister Betrayal, Sally Field, is pretending to fly, and she's adjusting her habit because of the wind as she's flying.
Oh. Yes, here's Carlos.
Oh, he was good.
It was very handsome.
But you're nunontherun.com, N-U-N-N, right?
Yes.
Double N.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
So people
know.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gosh, I should have worn the habit today. I have multiple habits. A lot of bad habits.
That's exciting. A summer habit versus a winter habit.
I have a sparkly habit. Ooh. A disco habit. I got a rainbow habit that I wear for
red carpet.
So yeah. Is Riot Fest still in August or does that go to September?
No, we're going
to
talk about that next time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I want to go this year, I think.
Yeah.
There's can you bring Wendy, people. Jer?
Yeah.
We trust you?
I can get my own tickets and stuff.
But it would be more fun to go with Jerry, wouldn't it?
I can't keep up with him if you don't know the truth.
I'll be running around.
I know.
Yeah, that's one that's more to see the shows and not as many interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really fun.
Jerry, we'll talk about that. You got one more? Or
I just wanted to tell you about tonight.
What's tonight?
I'm doing tonight? So I'm judging a singing contest at the one at 115 Bourbon Street, which is supposed to be this great venue
it's
I've never
fun.
Been to. Have you
I've
been there?
I've been there, yes.
I heard it's big that a lot of people come to these things.
It's huge.
In Chicago?
It's not in Chicago. It's like Marionette.
In Marionette Park.
Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit of a drive. But these people, they compete every week and they can win $10,000 on the finals.
Wow.
So the theme for tonight, listen to this one.
Yes.
It's show tunes, Broadway show tunes.
Oh.
So I'm like, of course they thought of me.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like a total, everyone's going to be straight there and be like, show tunes. I'll be like singing Barbara.
Oh, great. Good.
So, yeah.
And there's still seating available. The public can get in if they want to.
You I think
to
already so. Have tickets. I heard it's huge. Yeah. The show starts at 8 and the finale is August 16th.
Great to see you, Jerry. Thank
Good
you so much
you
for
too.
Stopping by. It's Jerry
Thanks
Nunn from
me.
Nunn on the Run. Thanks for being here. And Kim, thank you for hanging out.
Thank
Wendy
you.
And I will say goodbye to you next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, Bill, that's
got a tough week for you.
It's been a pretty
what
rough
a long
one.
Week.
Yeah.
Are you going to make it? Are you going to be okay? This 3-hour work week, it's not for everyone.
Oh, stop it.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have yourselves an enjoyable weekend, and then come back on Monday for more hijinks. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.